Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back midday show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us, 215-592-9490. If you trust the Eagles to get a win over the Giants on Sunday, usually it's the most trustworthy thing on the schedule. Eagles 17-4, last 21 over the last decade against the New York Giants, 5-2 under Sirianni and Hurts. Yet I don't trust them. It's very hard for me to trust this Eagles team right now. Neither does Kyle. Hugh has talked himself into it. Will we get a guarantee from Hugh Douglas by 2 o'clock? That's what the city needs to hear, Hugh. So you think on that as we talk to Mark in Delaware, who's actually, I think, brave enough to guarantee win. What's up, Mark?
Mark! Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, real quick. First of all, man, I love you guys. But this is what I want to tell you real quick. I think you guys are crazy. I want to help Hugh make a better say that he can guarantee most definitely. Because how can you, even if you don't trust the Eagles, how in the world do you trust the Giants? What have you seen in them all year?
No, I don't.
You guys aren't that good.
I don't.
So
I don't
that's why you can guarantee the Eagles will not only win, I'm giving y'all 2 touchdowns. Because the Giants are horrible. They are horrible. They got to win on Cleveland just like you guys did, right?
Mm.
They lost to the Commanders over field goals, right? Field goals. And they beat Seattle, who Geno Smith forgot who he played for that week. So, come on, man. This is the Giants.
So, Mark, I want you to be right. Mark, I want you to be right. I will point out, they lead the NFL in sacks, and we're starting Fred Johnson on Sunday at left tackle. Doesn't that worry you a little bit?
It doesn't, and I'm going to tell you why. They lead the league in sacks. If you name out the quarterbacks that they've played, there's nobody that you're like, oh, wow, they sacked Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes that many times? Come on, it's Geno Smith. It's my man from Watson. You know what I mean?
They did play with that, but they have played Daniels and Burrow and Dak.
They
played some decent quarterbacks. You're right. They played some bad ones. Watson's bad, obviously. I'm with you on that. Right. Yeah.
But then when they sacked Joe Burrow, what did he do? He only won the game. Exactly. So he could sack Jalen a few times. But still, if you go squad for squad, right, as far as offense and defense, who do they have that scares you on defense to stop your full complement of weapons? That's number one. And number two, when they're on offense, who's there other than Neighbors that's going to – I mean, I don't even think Devin Singletary's playing.
They can get after the quarterback, though.
Neighbors is their one weapon. You're right. They don't have a good offense.
So who is it that's going to that you guys are saying, okay, we don't trust the Eagles? I get it. It's more on the Eagles than the Giants.
Yes,
but at the
right.
same time, the Giants, bro? No way. If you guys lose to him, I 100% fire Sirianni and just gut the whole staff. Because the Giants, you guys, your record right now is 17 out of 21 with them.
Yeah.
That's like my Buffalo Bills being winning every time. Every time, if we suck, I'm like, yo, we're going to beat Miami. Even with Tua and Tyreek Hill and all them guys. So with that kind of confidence, there's no way that the Giants are beating the Eagles.
Well, I hope you're right, Mark.
Yeah, I hope
you're right.
Bro.
And you know what? There is, and we appreciate the call, there is one of those, it seems like every division has a run of 5-7 years where that happens, right? One team
just little brother.
Beats
the other team.
For a long time. And the Eagles have little brother the Giants for a long time.
Long time.
I hear Mark's point, and the Eagles have a better roster, but like, Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence could be a problem on Sunday.
It's not even about that for me. Like, how many times over the past calendar year could we go roster for roster,
Cardinals,
position by position, and say the Eagles have the upper hand by far?
Man, it feels like we're falling short. We're super falling short now.
Remember Sidney Brown last year after they lost the Cardinals? And I know people don't want to do the last year thing. He came on here on the postgame show and said, we just lost the worst team in the NFL. And I was like, well, what does that say about you right now?
Right.
So, yeah, it's why I can't trust them. No one has said today that the Giants are better than the Eagles.
Nah.
We all know we're talented. We are an underperforming, underachieving football team. We have been for a long time now. None of this is about the opponent. We just played the Browns, who are much worse than the Giants. And we still had people like, I don't know.
And they won by 4. By 4 points.
Yeah, it was bad.
Spree and Chester. What's up, Spree?
What's up, guys? Hey, congratulations to you, man. I frequent Delaware, so
appreciate you, man.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta come to Charlie Square's, the Tap House, man. I ain't gonna give you no pie, but I give you 2 hours of bourbon on me. You know what I mean?
$2.
You write that?
Yeah, I take that. I take that all day.
You write that one down. Write that address down.
Yeah, write it down, man. You know what I mean? Tap House, man. But anyway, I think Jalen, man, he's about. he's not the sharpest knife in the cutlery, man. And I don't think he can retain a lot of information. Either that or Cam's tush is tushing. Yeah, my son's a center in high school, man. I tell him all the time, hey, man, well, make sure your girdle's washed. Make sure your pads are washed, you know. Yeah, that center position is a tough joint, man. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why he don't want to go on the center. Maybe he's phobic. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to call now.
Here's what I know. They got to be better on offense. I don't care if they're under center, they're in the shotgun, they're in the pistol.
Yeah,
I need more points, Bree.
Absolutely. And even in shotgun, he's getting the time now. That's extra time, man. He should be able to pick his poison, you know?
Yeah, so I agree with you. Jalen. I totally agree with you. Yeah.
I think it's Jalen himself.
You know what? It's starting to look like we've danced around it for the last couple of weeks, but Coach Sirianni has kind of alluded to that in the press conference, or at least that's what we're starting to think. So, yeah, it's one of those things where when this thing starts to play out and it doesn't evolve and it doesn't change, then you're going to have to start looking at the quarterback.
You're going to have to. Even when I was listening to Howard Eskins a couple weeks ago, he said they want to make Jalen comfortable. I'm like, he's a quarter billion dollar quarterback. You mean make him comfortable? You know what I mean?
So it's adapt or die.
You got to score points. Yeah, Spree, appreciate it, man. And Hugh, you got to go to his place. That sounds like a good offer. So the whole thing with Jalen under center versus not, I don't think any of us care if they're scoring points. I didn't hear one person call WIP in 2022 as Jalen finished second in the MVP in the shotgun the whole time except tush pushes. No one said anything about going under center because it worked.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't working.
Yeah, and right now that's what we're looking at, Joe. We're trying to figure out why this offense isn't offensive in the way that we thought they were. I said that before the season started, at least 20 to 30 points a game. Well, I was like, I kind of walked it back a little bit. I said 28 to 30 points a game. And they're nowhere near that. With the talent that we've amassed, the talent that we've played, we are underachieving.
Can we circle back to the offensive coordinator selection they made? Remember they went with Kellen Moore and
Coach Goober. We were happy.
And
we
they didn't happy. Go with Cliff Kingsbury.
Yes.
Cliff Kingsbury obviously is doing a good job with Jaden Daniels, but Cliff Kingsbury, what is his offense? It's all shotgun. Should they have known who Jalen was when they made their coordinator selection? Because they could have just went with Kingsbury, who runs the kind of system that Jalen has run since he was at Oklahoma and Alabama.
And got him, get the ball out, look like they're getting the ball out pretty quick.
I don't understand what's going on. But like they either thought he could do this and they were wrong, or something has changed here. Because why do you hire a guy to run an offense and then 6 weeks in we're like,
Well, you know, we got to adapt. The players got to adapt to whatever. Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot to digest.
It is a lot. Let's talk to Josh in Reading. What's up, Josh?
What's going on, guys? It's been a while.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh.
My fantasy team finally picked it up. I'm catching up to y'all.
Well, you got your. I'm sure you're ahead of Hugh. That's there's no surprise there.
That's a good shot.
That's all that matters.
I caught a stray.
I mean, I'm just going to look at these standings.
You ain't
got to
look at the standings on the air. You say that when you get off the air.
People want to know. Go ahead, Josh.
I'm going to work you this week, by the way.
Oh, you're facing you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a blowout spot. Yep. Yeah. I trust you to win. Go ahead. Go ahead, Josh.
Yo, Kyle, let me get some sports music. Champions play is won. We don't always like what Nick says and what he does, but we love when he brings us wins. He's done a lot of it. It's hard to beat up on a team that doesn't give up. And though we don't like what he always puts out there, I'm certain Jalen Hurts has no quit. Every single Hall of Famer started as a beginner, and they all lost. But they weren't finished because they didn't quit. You will be the first one to tell you, success is an oath, it's leap, and the rest is due daily. We need our goals high, and we can't stop until we get there. Winning ain't everything, but our coaches and players want to do is. I promise you, Saquon won every single piece that by this team. We don't need to be great from the start. We need to start to be great. I don't wear Jalen Carter jersey.
I like that, though. I like the start to be great.
I wear it because I'm certain he wants to be the best one on the field. And he will. Champions run through the fire so they get it right. From our young Thundercats to our best. I'm confident every single one of them get it right. We are the Philadelphia Eagles. Nobody needs to like us, but they won't ever forget us.
Ever
this
in life.
This is the perfect weekend to become a cohesive, unstoppable unit.
We all know you can be. No matter who you are, it's what you do and what we have. Fly, my fellow fans, fly. Fly, Eagle, fly. E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagle.
Now that's a phone call, Josh.
Yeah, that was really
that's good. The first time I felt good about this game all day.
Yes.
You didn't make me feel good about the game. Josh did. That was a hell of a call.
That was a hell of a call. Still not guaranteed a win.
Oh, come on.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
So quickly here, just an update because we brought up the fantasy league here. Hugh, I checked in because Kyle.
We ain't got to talk about that on air.
Oh no.
Kyle
people
says
need to know
he's going
to
smoke you. So I went to check your matchup. I just want to see the projections, and I noticed that you left 26.1 points on the bench last night with Javonte Williams.
I left him on the bench?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wrap for me. It's a wrap for me.
Thank you, Hugh.
So,
love a good free win.
Kiss the baby. No, because you know what's funny? Can I tell you what happened? Because I got too much going on, man. You know I can't do a whole lot.
So now, like, is your excuse that you
no,
were buying a
let
house?
Me tell you, no, let me tell you what happened. I bet on Javonte anytime touchdown.
But you didn't play him.
But I didn't play him.
You know what?
This is
Hugh's evolving into a gambler.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's all of us.
That supersedes the fantasy stuff. It always does.
I didn't even look at my fantasy football. Is it too late to move him?
See, our league with listeners is not for money. So that we found that. He always talks about we got to find people's whys. His why.
Why is money?
He's a gambler now.
Yeah. I'm looking at that. Damn. I sure could have used.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that, huh?
26.1?
I could have used that yesterday on my active roster, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, speaking of numbers, can I throw a couple numbers at you guys? I thought about this earlier this week. I mentioned to Kyle, so then I wanted to go back and look. So I'm going to tell you Jalen Hurts' numbers. He has played 4 games at MetLife Stadium in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers, Hugh and Kyle, are not good. Okay, I'm going to read them to you, and then you tell me, does this matter? Is it just a small sample coincidence? Whatever. Because primarily, Jalen's been a good quarterback, right? But these numbers are well below like what he does.
Good quarterback status.
Jalen Hurts, 4 games at MetLife. He's 1-3. He has completed 56.9% of his passes. He has 3 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He has averaged well less than 200 yards per game passing. Hugh, does it matter? Does it mean anything, or is it just a weird thing? Because
it's a weird thing. I don't think it can't matter.
He's been bad there.
Yeah, it can't matter, man. Jalen needs to play better. I mean, there's no question about it. We need the best version of Jalen Hurts that we could possibly have this weekend. So I'm not, you know, there's something to that, just like it was something to the whole Todd Bowles thing. But no, we need the best version of Jalen this weekend.
All right.
And they need to put him in position to be successful.
Kyle, what do you think? 4 games at MetLife, it's been pretty rough.
Are any of them Sunday at 1 o'clock?
No, they happened in the past years.
Oh, okay. Then no.
Okay,
doesn't matter.
History.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Why would any of that have anything to do with...
I don't know. Why does he suck there?
I don't know. Sometimes things happen coincidentally.
Okay, and that maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Also, the
most historical trends are baloney.
One theory I have, it is windy up there. Like, even on nice days, it is a windy bowl where the wind just swirls. I wonder if it affects him. I have no idea. I just know he has a play. Well, hopefully that changes this coming weekend.
Also, like, some of it is just circumstantial. The Jets game they lost was a bad game, but didn't we lose Lane in the middle of that one?
They did.
That was a tough game for Jalen. And then by the time we went to New York last year and Tyrod Taylor cooked us, like, we were just a dead team walking.
Yeah, no, they were. And in his one good game there, because he's had one good game there, was when the Eagles were really good in 2022. So he's had a good game there where they blew the Giants out in 22. He's also had three rough ones. He's had 2-3 interception games at MetLife. Hopefully that changes this weekend. All right, let's go to Ken and Maze Landing. Hey, Ken.
Ken.
How's it, guys?
What's going on?
What's up, Ken?
So much, man. Hey, Joe, man, you mentioned Summer's Point earlier. I remember back at TV 40 days when you was down here chilling out. So shout out to all the South Jersey Eagles fans, man.
There's plenty of them, Ken, of course. What are you thinking here today, buddy?
So my brain tells me the Eagles have got the talent and they've got the everything to win this, but my heart is prepared to be broken, and I don't want that to happen. I ask two things. Bring Boston Scott back for the first quarter so we can get a touchdown.
Love it.
And second, Hugh,
yes.
Can you tell me what you think about the turf, the field itself? Because I kind of am concerned. The man had tree trunks has been a beast, and I hope they feed the man and feed the man and feed the man. But do you think there's a chance that he goes back up there and maybe, you know, crossing my fingers, knock on wood, the whole nine? Like, is there something to that turf that's a little weird up there, that's something different that might affect the way that he runs the ball? And, you know, go Birds. Thanks for taking my phone call. And, you know, party on, Jeff.
You got
party
it, Ken. On. Appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, to be fair, I never played at MetLife. But I've heard about it. I've heard about how bad the turf is. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they mentioned that to me and how bad the turf is. There might be something to it. I know a lot of guys, there's been an outcry about the turf fields and how they don't like playing on the turf fields. But injuries are fluky. You know, and sometimes they happen and there's really no real data. I think, as a matter of fact, there was a study that was done.
Harvard?
The data was, and I'm not just saying this because it was a Harvard study, but it was inconclusive about the injuries. It was about the same as it was on grass. So there's that. So I guess it just all depends on how much that gets into your head as a player, you know?
Yeah, and look, there's been issues there. You hope the Eagles can get through the game on Sunday. I mean, what are you going to do? Right? They have to play a game there.
Yeah, and they're not going to move the game because of certain guys' suspicions. I mean, it is what it is at this point.
It has been a tough place, though. I mean, so many injuries have happened up there.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, there was like a rash of them early in the season where every game.
Didn't Aaron Rodgers get hurt up there, right?
Rodgers got hurt, yeah. Then I think 2 or 3 years ago, the Niners had a rash of injuries in one game there. It's everyone seems to hate it for a reason.
Yeah,
Josh,
they definitely hate it.
Is in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Yo, what's happening? You,
what's
my
going
man,
on, man. How you doing?
The first state. How about it? Good for you, man.
Hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I would ask you where you're living, but, you know, we'll do that at a later date.
What's your address, you?
Yeah, right around.
Yeah,
I don't even know my address.
Go ahead. That's right. Well, are you in Wilmington?
I'm close to Wilmington. I'm real close to Wilmington.
Cool. Very good. Yeah. Love that, man. You're going to love it, dude. It's quiet down here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm Delco, and then my wife's from Wilmington, so you know, easy decision. Boom, get me out of the neighborhood, get me south. Man, we don't even have streetlights in the neighborhood. It's so quiet. It's awesome.
See, I like
so
that.
Anyway,
no streetlights.
Yeah, man. So look, I don't know how to feel. Right, Kyle's questioning me. Do you believe that they're going to win? Yeah, as a homer Eagle fan. As the biggest homer I could ever be, yeah. I believe today because it's Football Friday. You asked me that question yesterday, and I told you, absolutely not. And I don't know what the night of sleep has done for me to change my mind, other than the fact that we have too much talent amassed on this team to not walk into that stadium and feed Saquon Barkley because he wants it and let him eat. And then the biggest thing for me, I love that our young – talented secondary enjoys to tackle. Well, I need everybody to start tackling because it's going to take tackling to win the damn football game. I mean, let's strip it down. 101. Think about how many games over the stretch of games that we've all watched to this point. I can all of them. I'm screaming in the living room, would somebody please just put the head to the outside and drive? You know, it is such a lost art, and it feels like we are the only team. I watch all the other teams play, and everybody's hitting. Why aren't we hitting?
Josh, we appreciate it. That's your new neighbor, Josh. Yeah, we know we love you, Josh. All right, before we go any further, and we have to see before we hand it over to the afternoon show, if Hugh Douglas will do what the entire city is now gathered around the radios hoping for, a guarantee. First, though, we do it every Friday, a same game parlay for the Eagles game, this time against the Giants at MetLife. All right, so putting this together at FanDuel Sportsbook. Hugh, it's a Saquon Barkley day, right?
I think so.
That's where we got to go?
Anytime.
How about?
Two. Oh, you're going two. I'm okay with that. Let me get these $2 bets going.
All right, two anytime touchdowns for Saquon Barkley. All right, how about if we're taking two Eagles touchdowns to start us off, right? That's a baseline of about 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
The over-under on the game is 42.5. I'm thinking we're getting a little bit of an over here, Kyle. What do you got?
I like the over in the game. This feels like a 27-26.
27, whoo.
Man, that ain't gonna make nobody feel good.
23-20 was in my head, so that clears as well. All right, so let's go over the number 42.5 over. What do we think about this one? We rarely take quarter props, but we know the Eagles' offense stinks in the first quarter. They're setting the Jalen Hurts passing yards total first quarter at 45.5. That feels a little rich for my blood. Under?
Yeah, I mean, like especially if they're gonna try to establish the Saquon game.
Mm-hmm. And if they defer, they have limited possessions anyway, and we know they just dilly-dally around on these possessions anyway.
I don't know. I'll say this. I think that there's going to be a conscious effort from what I've just seen and what I know about this team. There's going to be an emphasis on that first drive.
I'm sure there will, but 45.5. That's a lot of yards.
They're going to throw. And you know what, Joe? They're going to throw across the middle, too.
You want to go over or under?
I'm going to go over.
Kyle?
I want to go over. Watch this be the part that screw up the whole parlay.
All right, you know what? Fine, Hugh.
We'll go over.
Let's go over. Let's do it.
Just like DeAndre Swift. You might ruin it for us like last year. And then let's throw a Daniel Jones anytime touchdown. I feel like he scores a bunch against the Eagles. All right, so Saquon, two touchdowns.
Yes.
Hurts on over 45.5 passing yards first quarter. Over 42.5. Daniel Jones, anytime touchdown. What's that, about 40-1 probably comes out to something like that?
Yeah.
Woo! All right, put it in over at FanDuel. Let's quickly grab Evan to help us peer pressure Hugh into a guarantee. What's up, Evan?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
How you doing, Evan?
Good, Evan. Evan, you need a guarantee from Hugh.
I do need a guarantee from Hugh. Come on, Hugh. We need a guarantee. Come on, you guaranteed it against Green Bay. We scored 36 points. Come on, you. We need a guarantee from you. We need this offense to light the world on fire. We need it. Oh, my gosh, you. Do we need you here? You, it's all on you.
You.
This is for the game, you.
The big guy upstairs brought you to Philadelphia. For this, you. You said it.
I knew you were going to say
that. Evan, we appreciate you. This is why you're here, Hugh Douglas.
What do you want me to do?
Guarantee a win.
All right, then. You know, I've been put in a situation where, like, I believe that. I believe God has sent me here for a reason. And I believe I'm here for the people. And if the people need me to make a guarantee, then that's exactly what I'll do. I'll guarantee a win.
Eagles win?
Eagles win.
Do you guarantee it?
Yes.
Say it louder.
I guarantee it.
What the? That's not very convincing.
No, I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
You mean it?
Yeah, I mean it. I mean it with all my heart.
Good luck with
the move. I guarantee it. I guarantee.
There we go. We'll talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show. Ike, Spike, Fritz X on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace. It's going to be ugly, though.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.